Look who it is. Got injured again, I assume?
Clumsy as usual.
Goodness me.
You can't go out for a few hours without getting hurt, can you? All right. Come on.
I really don't want you to complain, so let's get this over with as fast as possible.
I'm a busy woman, and I have quite a headache. I need a doctor of my own. Now, lay down, and try to behave.
I'm really not in the mood for your little shenanigans right now. Let's see. Let me guess, you did something stupid and you hurt yourself?
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Now, let's take an extra look at this.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what it is. I lost my medical license.
At quite a young age, too. So, I'm not quite certified, but
I am reliable.
You could say that.
How?
Oh, well, it is quite a long story. I will make it short and simple for the both of us. In a nutshell, I killed one of my patients.
Oh, come on. You can't blame me. I wanted to experiment something on the patient, and it went totally south.
Well, I guess it was my fault. But I ensured the family that the patient was going to die anyway. So I made it a little easier for them. Now, back to work.
Let's see here. Oh my. Your ribs are quite fractured.
Nope, they are broken. My goodness, they are.
Oh, well, don't worry. They will grow back eventually.
No, they will. Don't worry.
No, they won't.
Oh, I nearly forgot. The most crucial step of this process. Here, open your mouth.
Don't worry. I'm a certified doctor. I know what I'm doing.
There we go. Okay.
I am just kidding. I have no idea what I'm doing at this point. But I have one thing to comment on. Your breath smells horrible. When you leave here, please do keep in mind to brush your teeth on a daily basis, twice a day. If an uncertified doctor who has no idea about orthopology has to remind you of that simple fact, there is a problem.
Anyways, let's get back to business. Oh, that doesn't look too good. Oh well.
Just letting you know, if you feel any pain around your pancreas area, just let me know immediately. There might be some side effects from what you did to yourself.
Oh, you're asking me?
I have no idea. I'm just doing what I think is right.
That's a lot of blood.
How are you feeling? Oh, I don't care, but how are you feeling?
I am forced to ask that to my patients so they don't die on me.
I do not want another lawsuit. Just tell me, how are you feeling?
Oh, that's horrible. Hopefully it gets better.
Anyways. Oh god. That is a lot of blood. Don't worry. It is all part of the process. Just gotta. What do I do?
There we go.
So, to distract you from all the pain you're suffering in right now, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about your personal life. So, do you have a lover? I see. How interesting.
Well, since we're talking about partners, let me tell you about my ex-husband. Well, he was a wonderful man. He was from Russia, he was tall, buff, and he knew his way around a gun. That part of him I didn't really like. But he cheated on me, in a nutshell. He went back to his homeland in Russia and found another woman with bigger breasts and a better job. I don't miss him. He's dead now. Oh, it was a mere accident that took his life. How tragic. We live and we learn from experiences that break us down. I was so heartbroken when I found out he died. Rest in pieces, Michael. I still hate you, but...
What am I kidding? I don't miss him at all. In fact, I think his death is a waste of a body. I could have used that for experiments, you know. But they decided, he needs a funeral. And I'm just like, I need my research. It is quite important, after all. The lives of the soldiers out there on the field depend on the research that I do. But they refuse to give me anything to test it on. So I tested on the patients.
Oh, come on. Do not look at me like that. We only had one casualty so far.
And the man was going to die, like I said before.
So, yeah.
I think my tests are pretty successful so far. 95% sure.
Oh. Well, I think you're finished. How do you feel? Oh, I see. I'm sorry, I was very tuned out when you said that, but I am hoping that it was something positive. Now off you go. Come on now, it's okay. You don't need any medication. You just need to head off to bed and rest. You'll be just fine.
Seriously, just leave. I need to take care of more people, all right? You're holding up the line. These people are so hurt.
They have been fighting for our country and they deserve a good treatment. Now, go on. Oh? Is there something you want to tell me?
Oh. You act like that I'm supposed to know that.
Well, I'll keep that in my notes.
Farewell now.
Hey y'all, thank you so much for tuning in this video, and I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. I just wanted to let you know that I am going to be a little busy, but I will do my very best to get audios out. Anyways, thanks again for watching this video, and I will see you later.